EU referendum yes campaigners crank up Project Fear Steve score. Project Fear is back with a vengeance. Pro-European Union EU campaigners in the run-up to the June referendum are copying the strategy of the anti-independence bloc in Scotland last year. We are told a vote to leave will mean economic catastrophe, higher prices and the loss of jobs, trade and workers' rights. Tory Prime Minister Cameron's scaremongering is backed up by large sections of big business. A letter signed by the chief executives of a third of the top 100 stock exchange-listed companies said leaving would deter investment and threaten jobs. Of course, it is these very companies who have sacked workers and refused to invest over many years. Labour's stance. Unfortunately, the official Labour campaign echoes Cameron. The Trades Union Congress TUC leaders have also weighed in on the side of the EU. The TUC says that, if we leave, no one can say what will happen to workers' rights such as paid annual holidays, health and safety protection and rights to unpaid parental leave. However, they do admit that the EU has limited the ability of unions to organize industrial action and undermine collective bargaining agreements. What they don't mention are the treaties of the EU that are designed to enforce cuts, privatization and the driving down of workers' pay and conditions. Also, there's no mention about workers in Greece and other countries having their living standards, public services and employment rights devastated by the EU. Over many years, our employment rights have been fought for by workers taking collective action. They have not been handed to us by benevolent bureaucrats or negotiations between the pro-big business governments that make up the EU. Where the Tories have been able to get away with it, they have opted out of the EU's supposed progressive legislation. The only guarantee of keeping our limited rights, in or out, is by the struggle of working people. The TUC in subcontracting defense of workers' rights to the EU betrays their lack of preparedness to take on the Tories. Jeremy Corbyn, prior to his election as Labour leader, opposed the EU because it is a boss's club. Now, under pressure from the Labour establishment, he has U-turned. He met Social Democrat leaders in Europe and called on them to link up with left parties such as Die Linke in Germany and Syriza in Greece for progressive reform of the EU. He argues that he isn't on the same side as Cameron, who wants a free market Europe. Instead, he wants jobs and social protection. But the EU is all about the free market. It has no real democracy, its parliament is toothless, it cannot be reformed. It is based on horse trading between capitalist governments, and is fundamentally against the interests of the working class. Unfortunately, Jeremy Corbyn's support for a vote to remain only hands the leadership of the Out campaign to UKIP and right-wing Tories, which is why the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition's TUSC campaign for a working-class response against the EUC below is so important. The Socialist Party, a key part of TUSC, stands for a genuine internationalism, linking the workers of Europe and worldwide for a struggle to defend living standards and change society. We call for a vote to leave the capitalist EU and to build a socialist Europe. Also, see the article Don't Give Taxpayers Money to UKIP and Tory EU Campaigners, and the TUSC petition online at socialistparty.org.uk web link.